the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studio.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Trivios.
In our eyes, I have
a... Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park. Park the across to welcome and hello. You have tuned in at the right time, that time being 7 p.m. And why do I say that? Well, it's because I can and I'm the one with the microphone and you're the one with the ears and you're listening and yeah. I bet you're sitting there wondering who I am, and no. I'll tell you. My name is Joel Kassem, and those two voices you can't hear yet belong to the following. First up is a man who may call a medical timeout. It's Mick Rad.
Look, I don't want to disrupt the flow of the show, but I've just got a sore calf. I've got to need it. Someone come out here and rub it, please.
All right.
Right now.
I feel like I'm already on, but if you need
no,
the
no, I out, need it. This is part. I'm allowed to have somebody come and look at my calf right
that's
now.
Fair. Yep.
And that won't disrupt the flow of your show whatsoever.
Excellent.
Okay, I promise.
Excellent. We're on the same page too, which is fantastic. also joining us is everyone's favorite Valentine. It's Gabby Morris.
Hey there. It's me.
Wow, you sound so clear, Gabby.
You're Valentine. Guys, this is amazing. I'm on the radio.
It's not like a delay or anything. And I think.
I am not a robot.
You're in 3D today.
Yeah.
Like
this is really exciting, listeners. I'm finally in the studio. I've been back in. I'm allowed because I got taken away from the studios because I swear too much. They tried to put me online, but that didn't stop me.
That delay with the beep, we're trying to get that implemented.
We're just really bad with it.
Yeah.
No. We figured a way how to get us all together in front of a microphone at the 2SER studios by doing it with two studios. So there's
right.
a glass barrier between the infectious one.
I can
Mick.
Spit all over this barrier and no one will get hurt.
Yeah.
You were going to do that anyway, so...
It feels like I'm really happy about it. Like, it feels quite kind of like, I don't know, like we're real ballers. Like, yeah, we need two studios to do Across the Park.
Where's your pop shield, Gap?
No, it is kind of like that. I get that. It's like we're so big now that we think we deserve our own studios. Everyone gets their own
studio.
That was
my pop thing going on the microphone.
That's not what that is either.
Oh, did you just hit your head on?
I did, yeah.
We were so excited. We're like buzzing. Anyway, fantastic to be all together in the studios, not via Zoom, not delayed terribly, and me talking over you guys all the time. Can't promise that won't happen just because I'm in the studio.
You're just so used to it.
Yeah. Very exciting. Very great.
All right.
Big week, guys.
Big week.
Woo.
Big week. Hasn't it been a big week?
I mean, I've just been scouring Facebook looking for news. It's taken me all day.
I actually don't know where to get news now.
Yeah,
from here, Across the Park. Across the Park is your best source of news.
Yep.
The weird thing for me was I found out about that on Facebook, the news on Facebook. So, I don't know.
Facebook are trying to backtrack now. They're reinstating certain pages, and I think everyone's like, the damage is done.
As long as Batuta is back, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No,
yeah.
Is it back?
No, I don't know.
So I don't.
2SER, probably... no problems. All good. Didn't get blocked. Obviously not a good enough news source. Sorry, no, I didn't mean that. Community radio is best. Independent news.
Definitely.
To your ears.
We're not going to feed you bullshit. I mean, this show probably will.
Sorry.
Wait.
Swear.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Martin. That wasn't me.
I'll take a time out.
Yeah, take a time out. Let's just address the fact that...
Elephant in the room. Yeah.
We swear a lot. Okay,
well,
I swear
actually,
a lot.
Actually... I'm quite a professional radio person.
Are you? You talk about your balls every single episode. I'm surprised that wasn't brought up.
Some people know that you're not supposed to drop F-bombs on air. Some people know that.
I'm coming back.
Free the F-word. No, I think, we're pulling back. So, raise the flag.
White flag?
Yeah, raise a flag if I do swear or I forget.
Yeah.
I've never said anything worse than... Oh, no, I've said a few that's worse than the F word, but...
Not on air, I don't think.
Yeah, not on air, Martin. Martin is our boss, by the way.
get the whoopsie-daisy button, really,
yes. Okay,
just in case, all right?
So if I say, fuck... No, I can't find it.
Can't find it.
Didn't say it, though. Didn't say it. So I'm safe.
Well done.
So we'll try and reduce our swearing. Sorry if we have offended people in the past. But, you know, Friday night, 7 p.m., people are loosening up their lips. Their ears are ready for some bucking.
That's what we were talking about, the Buccaneers last week,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, buck that, I reckon. Buck that. No, anyway, we've grown, we've been matured, and we don't need swear words in our vocabulary to express ourselves.
Or just the English language. Yeah. we can do a radio show via mime, and that's where we're heading now.
Whoopsie daisies.
All right, it's back. Cool. So we've addressed the swearing. We're not going to swear anymore because we want to keep bringing you radio content.
We might go into 2SER jail. You don't want to go in 2SER jail.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, there's like a little room around the corner.
Yeah, that's not good.
And you just only get fed like little sachets of baby food.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you got to squeeze them into your mouth.
To be honest.
And you got to like keep the servers up and running, the station going. You got to push the right buttons. That's also part of the job when you're in 2SER jail.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get a jail free card? What do you have to do?
Well, you have to satisfy the fact that you, you know, meet the community agreements with 2SER, the contractual agreements that we've all
like
signed.
You know
here.
Too much.
Vic's been here longer than us two, Gab, and I think
maybe
he may have spent
no,
some
the
time
jail
there.
Would be having to listen to every episode that Mick's ever done on the drive for like 70. That's like hell, and you couldn't sleep.
Oh, hell? What do you mean?
Well,
hell?
Not hell. Jail. 2SER jail hell.
Mate, you'd have to listen to every episode where you swore, like, over and over again. Gabe.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Your poor girlfriend has to deal with that daily.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, God. Sometimes I wonder. Like, you do those jump scares with your girlfriend, like, I don't know how she deals with it. I'd just be like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah. The funny thing is like, I'm really jumpy, and if she does it to me, I pretty much just cry on the spot. And she's like, you're pathetic. And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's why I take it out on you and film it.
What's going on, Joel?
Look, nothing is happening with me. Are we doing content?
This is content.
Yeah. Con.
It goes forever, that one.
Yeah, I know.
I've got to take that one off. How about this one?
Content.
That'll do. There is it. It's there.
Whoopsie daisies.
There you go. Got two of them.
There you go.
I'm having a conversation with myself.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Just talking with sound grabs.
That's fine.
It's a new show, Talking with Joel. Welcome to Talking with Joel. I'm your host, Joel. And I will be talking for the next 3 hours. This is a non-music program, so please sit back and enjoy as I talk to myself.
You have such a sexy voice, Joel.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, he's looking at his face. He's happy about that.
All right. I've been trying to get into walking of a morning before work. I think that's a bit...
Are you selling yourself to the ladies?
No, I'm taken.
Long walks?
Thank you. But no, I'm not selling anything. I've just been enjoying walking this
week.
He's
already sold.
Yeah, he's sold.
I'm well sold. Thank you.
Have you got? I can see that you've got a fitness watch on your arm.
Are
you closing your rings? Is that what you're trying to tell people? You know, with the fitness watches, I'm going to say it, Apple watches, the whole thing is about closing your rings.
Yeah.
It sounds so perverted.
Oh my God, is that what that is? I've never heard that term.
Close my ring. She's like, stop. Enough with the closing of the rings.
Well, sometimes when I have a curry, it's really hard to close the ring.
I appreciate that you think this is an Apple Watch.
Oh, God, what is it? That's a calculator.
It's basically a tiny calculator that someone strapped to my arm. It does tell me how many steps I've done today, which is 9,200 and something.
Oh, my gosh, that's quite good.
It's the worst watch in the world. I don't know what to tell you, but I can't
take it
off.
But you're trying to look like you have one, right? Because it looks identical to an Apple Watch. So you're trying to show off.
No, well, it does count my steps, which I...
And that's why you've gotten into walking.
No.
Or it's helping you get into walking.
I just like watches. I've got about 5, and this is the one I put on today. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
You interchange watches?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you could have 2 watches? Because she's getting an Apple Watch, but she's got her like analog watch that she really loves, and she wants them both. And I was like, we'll just put them on 2 wrists. Could you do that? Is that taboo?
It's not
taboo.
But it's not. I think it's like... I mean, it's pretty. You could be a trendsetter.
It's so nerdy.
It's like, nerdy.
It's so nerdy.
But it could be a trend.
It could be, because it's like, it doesn't, it's not just like these smartwatches are not really for the time. It's for everything else. But, right? Yeah. So then you have your,
time watch.
Yeah, your time watch.
And then a calculator watch. And one of those wrist slapper ones.
Yeah.
Oh, they were cool, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she should wear it on the same arm.
Yeah, it's too big though.
Okay. Wear it up a
bit
higher.
I think it'd be really weird if you just like met someone and you saw that they had two watches on. I reckon that's a red flag for like serial killer.
Mm.
It's creepy. There's something quite creepy about it.
Maybe Joel's a serial killer and he's taken watches as souvenirs.
Oh my God. That's a plot twist.
The watch killer.
The watch killer.
Why am I in the studio with him and you're over there?
There's a reason.
Lock the doors.
Mm. Speaking of nerdy, I've spent the whole week trying to convince my girlfriend Rosie not to buy this helmet that is a hat helmet. So it's like a bucket hat that is a helmet. It is honestly the most frightening thing you've ever seen. And it was like, it made my stomach turn. It was so unattractive. And she was like, what are you talking about? It's safety. And I'm
wait,
like,
wait. Does it look like a bucket hat?
It looks like a
bucket
hat. Or
does it look like a helmet?
No,
with a strap under the bottom.
Yes, it looks like a bucket hat. But because it's a helmet, it looks like a mushroom head. So it's like, honestly, the most embarrassing. I'll have to put it on Instagram. You can vote for it, everyone. determining whether she should get it or not. Because I think it's social suicide. Like, I actually think it's like, it's so bad.
A bucket hat's back in, because I wore one today.
Bucket hats are fine, but not ones that have helmets in them. So, yeah, it's been a long week.
Okay.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to judge her. Like, she can do what she wants.
You
want to
spend most of this show judging her.
Multiple watches, bucket helmets.
You know when your partner, you're like, I support you, you're amazing, but I can't let you walk out of the house with a mushroom hat, bucket helmet on.
With you, at least.
Yes, true.
what time are you leaving?
Should we ride together? Oh, I'm actually going to ride a different way.
Excellent.
Mick, anything happening?
Oh, look, I'm on holidays. So I've spent the whole week doing bugger all, which is fantastic fun when you just want to have time to do nothing. But the problem is my other half is at home because she's working from home, has been for like a year now.
Oh, awkward.
So I can't just watch what I want on TV all day, which is what I would do if she wasn't there. I just watch like bad, like old TV shows I don't want to watch and just binge it, you know? And she's there working in the same room, so I can't watch these shows when I watch. So I sort of feel a bit...
Can't you just go into your bedroom or something, like a teenager? You sound like a teenager right now.
I can't think of me. But I did go for a walk today, like hike, semi-hike.
This is...
In a Lane Cove...
We are so sporty.
Lane Cove Forest. I saw bush turkeys and wool lizards and I think it was a heron. I saw a heron.
Wow. This is... Absolutely thrilling, and we are so amazing. This show is unbelievable.
Yeah, we are the sportiest, most exciting trio on radio.
Love it. Absolutely love it. So we're big walkers now. We have aged dramatically.
That's what you do when you get so old that you can't go to the gym, you can't do contact sport, you can't do anything else. Oh, I scored a goal in soccer too. I've scored in 3 weeks in a row now. Woo.
Oh, you did it. You got your hat trick.
Well, I got 3 weeks in a row, yeah, but I scored one goal, then two goals, and then I got one goal again.
Yeah.
Are you aiming for three?
A hat-trick happens in one game, guys.
Yeah. True, yeah.
Like, come on. We know that much. We do know that much.
Wow, Gabby knows a sports term. been watching the tennis as well.
Yeah.
You know, just a bit, when the Aussies get knocked out, I get really disillusioned, though.
And I feel like... who's putting it on? Channel 9 are putting it on at the moment. Yes. So I feel they're going to be quite upset as well that there's no Aussies left.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. I mean, Ash Barty, obviously, we'll talk about it soon. But, like, you know, she was our hope. Like, I just thought she was going to smash everyone. I thought she was just going to go all the way. She's, you know, didn't have to, like, quarantine, all that sort of stuff. I thought she had this, like, head start. But, yeah, sad to say that she let it slip due to we're going to call it? Are we going to say it? It's a timeout. It's an injury timeout that did it.
Yeah.
Right?
That's reckon?
That seemed to be the turning point.
She's not blaming that because she thinks, well, I should have won anyway.
No.
But that was the turning point, unfortunately.
Mm. Exciting, though, that spectators can now go back and watch the Australian Open.
Yeah, they had, 2 days, 3 days off?
It was like five.
5 days, yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that they actually kicked the people out halfway through a game?
Yeah.
To me, I'm not a Dan Stan. I'm not a Dan hater. I'm just like... Either have them there for the whole game or have not have them there at all for the game. Yeah. Just
no, but the, I guess the restrictions came in during the game. So,
but they would have known the game was going to go over midnight. Like, they just could have said, okay, no one's for this game. We'll just get out.
Because it's just like, yeah, what is the risk? They're already there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not going to make any difference.
It's pretty absurd. And I think, I mean, a lot of these things are arbitrary, you know, like, it is what it is. It's like, this is a rule because it's a rule, you know, like that. What are they going to do?
Well, no, the rule's made up that day. Like, it wasn't a rule before. It was just that they decided, well, this is going to be the rule today. They could have left them there till the end of the game.
It's so weird.
Anyway, so well, I mean, everyone around the world is looking at the fact we've got people at the tennis and going, oh, imagine that. So, yeah, we're pretty happy.
We'll get back into the tennis in a sec, but Mick, you were talking about hat tricks, and it was a perfect segue for me, although you just kept talking, so I couldn't get in. I went out and watched my nephew play in his semi-finals of Oztag.
Cute.
If you don't know what Oztag is, explain.
We just pointed at each other.
You've got like little tags hanging from your hips, and you run around. If someone rips your tag off, it's like a tackle, and you've got to stop and play the ball.
Well, yeah, it's like rugby, though. Like, you know,
it's similar to touch footy, except you just pull the tag off.
Yeah,
it's super dangerous because everyone breaks their fingers trying to get tags on. Yeah. Like, I've played it, and I'm so scared.
Yeah, there's a lot of
can't have pockets on shorts or anything. Mm. It's all these really cool.
You've
rules.
Got to wear the special shorts. I've still got them.
Do you?
Mm. So he's playing under sixes, and it was continuation from last year. So at the end of last year, he played, and this is his first ever season. Went into the semis start of this year, and he has never scored a try before. And I go out and watch him in his semi. He scores a hat trick.
Oh! A hat trick.
Yeah.
Mick. You were one-upped by the six-year-old.
So is he good?
He played obviously. Really well, yeah. But I mean, they've actually got a good little team.
Oh,
they were missing players. The other team had eight players. I think they only had six. It was really cool.
Is it like where everyone like congregates around the ball and just runs?
Everyone
like,
just follows the ball.
How funny is it? It's so funny to watch.
And you pretty much, once you've got the ball, unless you do something absolutely insane, your team is going to score.
Yep. Just got to keep running. Don't stop.
Don't stop. Yeah.
Because tagging, like pulling the tags off is actually really hard, even as an adult. So as a kid, the dexterity and like actually yanking it off, it's quite hard.
But then every team seems to have like these one or two really talented little kids who have little visors on and everything. And they're just so good at getting it. They'll like dive, take the tag off, throw it down, get back.
It's a thing wearing a visor playing Oztag. It's quite weird.
Is it?
And specifically a visor.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
How weird are visors?
Visors don't, are weird. Like, they're just the most pointless hat wear ever.
I guess it cools your head down. What's the point?
I mean, I think the only thing it does is keep the sun out of your eyes, which a hat is meant to do to an extent, but it doesn't keep the top of your head okay because.
Which isn't good for me because I've got no hair.
Yeah, but what.
But regardless, it doesn't matter.
Was it invented for breathability? Getting some wind in there cools you down. Otherwise, you get hot and sweaty.
Because beach volleyballers always have visors too.
Yeah.
We'll need to get back to you on that.
We'll put the news on Facebook so you can find out. Okay, back to the Australian Open.
Yes.
We spoke about Ash. She's out. Nick Kyrgios will do next, I guess.
Nick Kyrgios.
Sorry.
That sounds just like Gabby. Oh, wait.
It wasn't me.
So he went down in...
It was a cracking match.
A really, really good game.
Yeah.
And
we were bummed. I mean, everyone was rooting for him. I think Australia was starting to warm to Kyrgios.
Oh,
right?
they're all about him.
They're all keen to see him go well.
He's a good
And he's
kid.
Still a great player, but because he was unseeded in the tournament, he came up against...
What does that mean?
Oh, he wasn't in the top 32 in the world.
Is it 32?
Is it 32, right? It depends
on the
tournament.
I thought it was
tournament. 50. Yeah.
But you might be right. It might be 32.
God, that's
so how it looks, Gabby, is that all the seeds are like...
Why do they call them seeds?
It's just like a seeding. Like, you know, and I don't know why.
Well, when anyone says seeding, I think of coronavirus.
I think of plants.
Yeah.
No, but... Well,
it's like the order of the ranking of the players within a tournament. Just like seed. There's only one way to spell seed.
I don't know. There might not be. It might be a different way. No,
S-triple-E-D.
You could do...
When you went and had a surf, did you seed? You were seeing.
What?
On the sea. No, don't worry.
Oh, no. Dad. Dad.
Or did you ocean? You oceaned.
Oh, my God. Now I'm really fucking confused.
What? Oh, whoopsie daisy.
Whoopsie daisies. Oh, sorry, Martin.
Wow, we couldn't even get through one episode.
You know what that happened then? Is that you reminded me of my dad and I got so infuriated that I swore at him.
We can talk about this now. Why not? Should our producer go through and beep that out?
Yes.
No.
Ooh, it's 50-50.
No.
Our producer's saying keep it because she loves me.
It was in the context of her being cranky at me, so it's all understandable.
I think contextual swearing is fine.
just not blatant.
But just not blatant. Yeah. Yeah, like... Yeah, it's unnecessary, obviously, in some instances.
Regular listeners of these shows will know,
Gabby.
But
swearing at you, I feel like Martin will understand that.
Okay.
Yep. No. Moving on.
Anyway, seedings just mean that all the players don't meet each other until they get to the later stages of the tournament, with the idea being that the top 16 seeds will all get through to, like, the quarterfinals, top 8 seeds get through to the semifinals, etc. Because he wasn't seeded, it means he was up against a seeded player because he was – what happens is all the seeded players get to play all the crap players – to get through.
Yes.
That's just sort of how it works. They don't match all the other better players.
Yes.
So Kyrgios wasn't seeded, so he had a tougher run to get through the tournament.
Right. Okay, got that. That's good.
Whereas someone like Ash Barty, who's world number one, would have had an easier, somewhat easier...
Yeah. It is weighted towards someone who's seeded well, because they aren't going to play the number two player until the end of the tournament.
Yeah. You
and Serena Williams is number two, right?
No.
She's...
She is.
Osaka, I think, is two.
Yeah. Halep. And she beat Serena. Yeah.
Either way, yeah. So I think Serena's 10th.
Yep.
Anyway.
And she was a bit sad in her press conference.
She was terribly sad. It was so hard to watch. Yeah. There is sort of rumours or speculation that this could be her last Australian Open.
Ooh.
She's 39 now, which is nothing really. She's such a force. Like, she's really unbelievable. I don't know if you saw some of her rallies where she's flying across the court and almost looks like she's throwing her racket, but her reach is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And her fitness is incredible. And then somehow she just can get there in time to return this, like, hectic power shot. And you're, like, watching it going, how is this actually physically possible? She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I think, she just said a lot of unforced errors, a lot of easy mistakes that she just... she said she felt like she was hitting really well and doing really well, but, a lot of mistakes that she just...
But Osaka's great. Like, she's on, she's going to be number one for quite a while when she gets there, I think. Her and Barty will be, battling it out.
Yeah.
Although she's number third seed. Who's second?
Because Halep would be second.
Halep's second, sorry.
Who's also a very good player.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, one of the commentators said to Osaka, oh, it seems like you knew exactly where Serena was going to hit it. And she was like, no, I was just guessing. Also, like, you were never going to say in front of Serena Williams, like, yeah, I know her game. I'm, like, so good. Because, like, she idolizes Serena.
Yeah,
so it's,
yeah.
like, it's so awkward. And she's such an earnest, like, genuine, lovely person. Yep. But, yeah, good times.
Mm.
Well, in some good news.
Oh, yes.
In the Australian Open, Dylan Alcott.
Oh.
He's Australian Open champion for the seventh straight time. Thanks to a barnstorming straight sets win over Dutchman Sam Schroeder. What was this? It was like 6-1, 6-0. All over him.
It's his seventh title.
Seventh. And also...
6-1, 6-0. Whoa.
Cleaned him up.
I could be wrong. He lost the very first set and then that was it. I think he won
the whole
everything
tournament
after that.
Yeah.
that's amazing. And also...
Can we talk about the exciting news though?
Yeah.
Go on.
On Instagram.
Well, what happened? Let's break it down.
Because we're going to get him. He's our best bud right now.
Speaking of idols.
Dylan Alcott.
He loves us because I made a funny. if you check out our Instagram, Across the Park, @AcrossThePark, you should follow us, like us, please.
Mm-hmm.
We posted, a big congrats to Dylan, the greatest of all time. But in the photo, he's kissing this big big trophy, which is silver and reflective. So it looks like he's kissing himself when you zoom in. And I just said, the only person you can kiss when you win is yourself. And he shared it with his fans. Huge.
Which we're fans of him.
Yes,
so
it's huge.
Like some sort
double whammy. What a world win.
Amazing thing. Well done to us and well done to Dylan.
Yes. I mean, it's exciting for us.
It is.
We don't get a lot of engagement with sports people, especially professional athletes. So, very exciting. Yeah, but do check us out on Across the Park on Instagram. It's the only place you can go because we won't be allowed to be on Facebook with all our sporting news. So, yeah.
And our Twitter person does nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We're on Twitter, aren't we?
No, we're not.
Am I the Twitter person?
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's very exciting.
Yes. Dylan Alcott and Heath Davidson also won the doubles, which is just, I mean, I don't know what to say. They're just too good.
Yeah.
He's just too good.
Yeah.
We should just cover Ellen Perez, unfortunately, lost her first round.
Yep.
Lost in the women's doubles, but she won the first round of the mixed doubles.
Yeah.
But Len lost in the second.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, well done, Ellen.
Well done, Ellen.
Listen back a couple of weeks ago, we had Ellen on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. You can hear it on Spotify, iTunes, all the other places. Ellen in quarantine. Ellen Perez.
Yes.
I don't know what's happened to my voice.
I can't. Doesn't matter. The Frio Dockers in AFLW. We talked about this last week. They still haven't lost a game.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 straight AFLW games after beating the Crows last weekend. Their last loss was back in 2019.
I tell you what, they don't get a lot of press. AFLW.
No.
It's pretty devastating.
It's crazy. Collingwood is also unbeaten this season after taking down Richmond by 17 points. And GWS, the only Sydney team, are currently sitting 10th on the ladder after beating Gold Coast last weekend. And on Sunday, we'll be playing West Coast.
Right.
The NRL All-Stars is this weekend.
Can the Melbourne players play?
I thought they've already said they're not playing.
Oh, well, they can leave Melbourne now, can't they? No.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it.
Hmm. Are you taking photos?
Oh, no.
Gabby.
Just trying to sling tent, the kids say.
What?
Sling tent.
This is something we've discussed in the show.
Content.
Sling and tent.
Sling tent, yeah. So that's on this Saturday. Mm-hmm. 4:40 is the women's game and 7:10 is the men's. It's in Queensland.
Yeah. It's going to be weird seeing footy playing already. But it's only a month away from the start of season. Yeah,
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Guys, what? Oh my God, it's nearly March.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let me check my calculator. Yes, it is nearly March. running. There's some running news.
Yeah?
Relatively unknown it's called middle to long distance runner. Oliver Hoare has thrown his shoe in the ring. Don't laugh.
Nope, not laughing.
To be Australia's first middle distance medalist at the Olympics in 60 years.
Dad, I'm a middle distance medalist.
Oliver ran a 1500 meter race in New York. He finished so strongly that the other racers were actually out of sight. They were so far back.
Whoa.
It's only 1500. Like, it's not. Whoa. It's not huge. I mean, it is big, but it's not
1500
like,
kilometers.
Yeah.
What?
1500 meters.
Oh God.
Okay.
Sorry, I was.
So it's one they do on in a.
It's like two laps of a track.
Yeah.
Is it 400 metres?
Is it 400? No, it's 400.
Yeah, it's 400. So it's
almost four.
Four laps.
Just under four. Doesn't matter. We clearly don't know what we're talking about.
No.
But anyway,
that's
this kid
what
is.
The show's all about, just in case.
Unknown. He's from Sydney and he's incredibly fast. The end.
So, like, if you're that fast, wouldn't you just start doing, like, other races as well?
Maybe. Maybe he does do more.
That goes to show how much I know about running.
maybe he does do more. I don't know.
You're right.
Why don't
sometimes.
You do more?
I don't know.
You should do more.
All right. Well, it's the end of the show, so we got to do a game. A game.
I was waiting for something better than that.
Me too.
My
game! Everyone's waiting for something better. They've been waiting half an hour for something better.
The program after us is much better. Congratulations. It's almost time. It's almost 7:30.
You're on TCR 107.3.
Yes.
Hey, that's good. We never say that.
We actually don't do anything really that well on this show when you think about it.
But yes, you are on 2SER 107.3. It is 7:28 and 50 seconds.
You're with Joel, Gabby and Mick.
Wait, we've got 1 minute to the game. Go.
Across the park, yeah. Okay, which A-League team qualified for the round of 16?
I just remember this is a shit question.
Of the Asian Championships League.
Like, you, what, like...
Just pick a team.
The Jasmines.
Sydney FC. Okay, all right. Next week, I was going to say I was going to do the game, but I'm not here next week.
I always do the best game.
Yeah.
You never do a game.
I do.
And then you expect him to do a good game when he's doing everything else.
Okay, well... God, sorry, Mum.
We're still going to air. We'll fight in a minute.
God.
All right, let's say our goodbyes.
Happy weekend. Stay sporty.
Yep.
Love ya.
Yeah. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'm away next week.
Yes, yeah. Can't wait.
Good luck, guys.
What? We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
And we love you.
Oh, no. Can you cut that out?
No.
Please.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye.